So how are all the Christmas preparations going? Is the tree up and everything ready to go and all the presents bought and wrapped? If you're like my poor brother, I imagine he's probably got about, even though we only have a few days until Christmas, he's probably got about 6 days worth of wrapping to do. So we'll see how that works out for him. You know, and a lot of times we can get caught up in parts of the season, you know, the more holiday things, you know, and kind of lose sight of really what's going on and what's important here. And today, what we hear in our gospel and what we hear in our readings is really very much to the heart of what this season is, what it is that we're preparing to celebrate. You know, I mean, when we start talking about today, you know, the church kind of steers us toward Joseph to think about who Joseph is and really what it was that he did. Because a lot of times we can hear this particular part of the Bible, we can hear what's going on there, and we can think that, well, you know what, he was an awfully holy man. He was meant to do this from the beginning, and he just went right along with the program. You know, we went right along with everything. And brothers and sisters, you know, that's probably not the case. What we hear in today's gospel is a man who finds some things out that are very difficult for him to understand and to accept. And yet he goes through with everything anyway. And, you know, when we think about it, you know, this is a very important reading for our faith. You know, it's only about three lines. It might not sound like much. You know, the idea that Joseph would take Mary as his wife, but, you know, this is one of those things that translates into the idea that, you know, times are a little bit different. You know, today when we have, you know, we're doing a baptism today and we have, you know, we're bringing someone into the faith. And much of that, you know, what we see is kind of what's going on here, although in the Jewish mindset of Jesus's day, it was very important. You know, for the ancients, basically what this meant, that no matter what, Joseph was making this child his own. I mean, we could say that, you know, he adopted the change, that you know, the child, but this view of adoption in our world, like I was saying, is simply more like a legal procedure. The ancient viewed adoption as both a legal act and, even more importantly, as a spiritual act. When a man adopted a child, all that made that man who he is, his background, his ancestry, and all of this poured out into and upon the child at that point. You know, when Joseph named the child, adopted the child into the family of King David, King Solomon, and all the parts of Joseph's ancestry, so that we could see that he fulfilled, you know, as we heard in our second reading today, all of those things that God told the people of Israel would happen. You know, the prophets predicted that the Messiah would come through the line of David, and by Joseph coming forward and doing this impossible, you know, what's the seemingly impossible thing, jumping into this idea of, okay, so an angel came and told me that this is the Son of God. Can you imagine how difficult that would be? I mean, he was a good man. We can hear in the reading today that he didn't want to expose Mary to any shame. He, you know, decided to do all those things, but because the angel came to him, he changed his mind, and, you know, he did what God was asking him to do. You know, and believe it or not, brothers and sisters, you know, each and every one of us every day is called to do the exact same thing, to cooperate with God in ways that might be uncomfortable to us. You know, in our first reading today, we hear about Ahaz, who was the king of Israel at a time. And basically, the you know, what we hear in this, if we hear our first reading wrong today, we can make it, it can sound like he was a very good and holy man. He's like, I'm not going to, you know, of course, the prophet's there before him and talking to him and says, ask any question of the Lord and he will answer it. And, you know, Ahaz or Ahaz, depending upon how you want to pronounce his name, you know, said, oh, I will not challenge the Lord. Basically, you know, and that sounds like he's a good and holy person. I'm not going to question the Lord in that way. But really what he was doing was he was admitting his own defeat. Because at that time, the world had gotten to the point where the house of Israel was basically being conquered by everybody and every army that was out there. They didn't have the ability to, to stand up for themselves. So each subsequent group, each group that was in power came through and imposed on the house of Israel their own ways of doing things. As a matter of fact, Ahaz was one of those rulers of the house of Israel who had decided to abandon the faith that was brought to them by his fathers and decided, you know what, we will sacrifice wine to altar or to idols, of the incoming conquerors. We will do what the world is telling us to do just so that we can get by and just so that our lives can be a little bit easier. And in many ways, brothers and sisters, that's exactly the challenge that we face today. And it's exactly what we're trying to remind ourselves of each and every year before we remember Christ coming into our lives and giving us the power to do the right thing, to serve those around us, despite the fact that, the world is telling us, oh, people can, they can take care of themselves. All of these things that the church teaches and that God asks us to do, those are only, if we can get to the point that that Ahaz had, if we can get to the point where we say, you know what, it's okay for everybody to do anything that they want as long as it doesn't hurt, harm someone else, that's okay because that's a good thing. And the danger with that, brothers and sisters, is it gives us the kind of permission in our own minds to say, well, you know what, I'm not hurting anyone, even though I know that, and you can fill in the blank for whatever it is, even though I know that I'm not supposed to do this, it's okay because it's really not harming anyone else. It's only harming me. That's not the way it works, brothers and sisters. Thankfully, we have the example of both Mary and Joseph, who were human just like us, who were put in positions where they had to, so that Christ could be born, they had to make some difficult calls and go against, believe it or not, what the rest of the world was telling them was acceptable. Because had Joseph done things the way that the people of his time had wanted him to do, he would have embarrassed and basically kicked Mary to the curb. He would have sent her out, in shame. But he decided to do the right thing, to make a choice, to kind of almost take a gamble on what it was that the angel was telling him, and allow Christ to come not only into his life and into the life of his wife in such a way that the world would accept him, but also into our hearts. By that difficult choice that Mary and Joseph made, God came to be among us. And it's always easy, like I kind of mentioned in the beginning, it's always easy for us to think that, they were good and holy people. That must have been an easy call for them. Brothers and sisters, it was not. Brothers and sisters, they were faced with that same challenge that we are. Despite what the world is telling us, despite all of the things that, we're challenged with, to follow Christ means that we have to make some hard decisions. It means to mean, that we have to take, some difficult stands sometimes that might not be popular. But the best part is that we have God himself, Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit there to help us along the way. And that is something to prepare to celebrate. The fact that through all of the difficult things that we must do throughout our lives to do the right thing, which is always difficult, we have the Creator of the universe on our side. He came so that we could do the right thing, and he came to help us do that. So as we prepare to celebrate, in the midst of all of the preparations that we're making, in the middle of, for Christmas, for the more secular celebration of all the gifts and all of those type of things, remember, to say a little prayer of thanks and to thank God for the fact that he loved us enough that he was willing to come down and show us a way of life, while not easy, but a way of life that we can live and love and be with those around us. That's the important part of this season, that God loved us so much, he came among us to teach us. That's the best present, that we need to remind ourselves that is always under that tree at Christmas. And that's what we need to be focused on. So take a break from all the craziness and just sit down, as in the middle of all the preparation, and say, God, thank you for coming, and thank you for allowing us, giving us the opportunity to be the people that we not only were meant to be, but that hopefully in our hearts we want to be.